All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on August 16, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, and so far it appears that I am the only one on Echolink at this point, so I will move forward. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, now taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now.
Good evening, Kevin James. This is N2PFM. Good evening again. WA2U.
AC2WI.
Okay, nice call up there. We have KC2WI Pete, WA2U John, and at the top of our list we have N2PFM George. George, how are things on the side of the mountain tonight?
Well, good evening to you, Kevin James. Good evening to John, and good evening to Pete. We got a temperature of 72 degrees on the mountainside after a temperature range of 63 to 76. A little bit of sun in the late afternoon, early evening. Not enough light today to charge up the solar batteries, that's for sure. And we did have a few downpours of rain, but there's still far less than what we're going to need. I got my electrical box and everything put together and in the small lawnmower and tractor shed. And out there, I have some help tomorrow to dig up in the weed pile where the wire is buried that goes to the train container. And there, I got to put some, and I got to hit that up and put things in three ways into the same box and all, and, you know, twist them, the twist connectors and all, and hopefully then, in the winter, I won't have to run a long electrical cord out to the snowblower if I can't start it by pulling. I got to use the electric start, so have it right there, just plug in there, boom, and off. So that'll make things a lot easier for me. That will say God bless in 73s at 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, it sounds like you've been having some fun out there, too. I'm actually trying to fix my Echolink on my laptop ever since I redid my network. Something's just not happy with it, so I've got my laptop open for my script, but other than that, I have to run Echolink off of my phone. I do see we have a couple Echolink stations. Just hold tight, guys. I'll move down the list really quick to WA2U John. Go ahead, tell us how things are out on the Hinckley Reservoir.
WA2U. Well, good evening to George, Pete, yourself, Kevin James, and the other people to be joining on Echolink. Hope you're feeling better there, George. 69 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. I'm chuckling because every day it goes down another 4 or 5 inches. I know a friend of ours, he's waiting for it to go down a lot. He was out with his pontoon boat and miscalculating. He lost a ladder in about 15 feet of water, so maybe by the time the end of the summer he'll be able to go out and get that. But anyways, I had a good day today. Had a good weekend. Saturday night listened to quite a bit of music, as they call old school, new school, which is kind of interesting. And let's see what else is going on. Kathy went out and picked some stuff in the garden, so that's coming along. But boy, we still need. Let me reset. We could certainly use a lot more precipitation, but that's the way it is. We both got our workouts in. Kathy did the elliptical today, and I did the aerodynes. I did a little over 9 miles. That's okay. Days like this, I just can't get the steam up to really push it. It's better to do something than nothing. So that's the way I look at it. What I start doing is getting more acclimated to we get up early, well, relatively, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever. Got to get out there after a cup of coffee and work out before things heat up too much. So, and let's see, I don't think we had any deliveries today. That's unusual. Some days we have quite a bit of UPS or FedEx. They drop different things off and stuff. Chatted with a few people on the phone I haven't talked to in a while. And let's see, got some nice mail today from Herkimer County. I've been waiting for today was the 74th day, so that was a good thing. And I'm going to go out and sit on the deck a little bit and just relax. So Kevin James, we'll turn it back over to you, and I don't know if anybody went to the Ham Fest this past Sunday. I wonder how that was. I haven't heard too much. It's been relatively quiet on the radio front here. So I guess it's keeping cool and listening to a little bit of news, but, I don't know. I call it a variation on a theme. It's news, but, there's some news, but all this political stuff is getting, it's like old rehashing of a variation on a theme, so to speak. Kevin James, turn it back over to you and say 7-3 to everyone on the net, WA2 back to net.
Okay, John, always a pleasure to chat with you. Katie, 2FPM net control for the Black River Valley service net. I do see we have now 3 Echolink stations. Hang tight, guys. We're going to move down the list, and we're going to chat with Pete, KC2WI. The floor is yours.
KC2WI, I went to the Ham Fest. I got there a little bit later than I wanted to. Should have been plenty of time. I think about 7:30, 7:25. K2LML got there about 7:05. He said, well, it wouldn't have made any difference. We'd had to get here at 6:30 or 6 or something. The advertised start time for people selling was 7, and general admission was 8. He said when he got there at 7, there was already a crowd of people set up. And we wanted to get there early and get the shady spot under the tree, and we didn't. We got it for the early morning sun, but about by 9:30 probably, we were not in the shade anymore. And there were mobs of people walking around looking at stuff, and it was definitely not all the people selling, because most, at least a good number of them, were at their selling spot. So it was totally ignored. These ham fests are getting really pathetic. You have to be like early to rise 5 o'clock person or live right next door. Everybody shows up early. Bill said he no sooner got stuff out on a table and sold. He had a 10 Tech Corsair and he had a 2NT and he had, I forgot, two or three, and he said they went like in 10 minutes. Of course, he had put good prices on them. So if we do it next year, well, we know we have to be there before 7 o'clock, probably 6:30, which is ridiculous. That means leaving it here for me at 5:30 or 5:45, and for him it's earlier than that, because it's an hour from Lake Pleasant. It's pretty good. It's an hour. and it's 45 minutes from here, I guess, about. But it was a little slow because it was so foggy, especially between here and Boonville. You just didn't dare go real fast. You couldn't see. Cleared up. I said, oh, it's clearing up. And then we got down a little more, and it fogged right up again until, I don't know, you know, somewhere south of maybe Remsen, I guess. And then it cleared right out, and then the sun came out, and I would have been happy if it didn't come out because it just got really hot. It was okay. It wasn't too bad in the shade, but the sun was, it was really hot. And everything was done, you know, pretty much by 10:30. Anything that didn't get sold by 10:30 wasn't going to get sold, and people were starting to pack up because it was obvious that that's the way, nobody else was coming. And it was also, I think if it was a, you know, cooler day, people wouldn't have been in quite such a hurry, but it really was getting hot. So we went after that. We probably had everything packed up at around 11:30, I don't know, 11 something. And then we just, you know, went in and we were talking with people a little bit. And we scooted down to Genesee Street and just had my favorite fast food place. We went to Taco Bell. And then I came back and got to work on other things. And it was just a very, very frustrating day. I worked till 1 o'clock on a computer that had to go back to Boonville, or a replacement computer, and tried and get things transferred, and it just didn't work quite right. I finally thought I had it, got down there this morning. We had one program that Windows 10 was absolutely insisting was not safe and wouldn't install, even though it was perfectly fine on the old computer. We had Windows Live Mail with Microsoft's asinine decision of how to export and import messages, and it didn't work anyway. And I ended up, luckily I took the old computer back, which was actually working, and I ended up just putting that one back in. So I ended up spending 10 hours probably between the working on the thing going down there and spending an hour and a half driving back and forth. And basically I didn't charge him for anything. So, you know, if you charge $100 an hour, on the average you get $10 an hour. That's the way it is in this business. Unless, you know, if you're working for somebody and they're paying you a salary, well, you know, maybe you get paid no matter what happens. But what people really have to understand is how terrible Microsoft and flaky Microsoft stuff is. It's terrible. So anyway, you can tell I'm not a happy camper. I could have done a lot better things with that time, either if I knew it wasn't going to work, not bothered, and gone up to Lake Pleasant in the afternoon when it was hot, gone for a swim, or gone for a swim here or something. And boy, now I'm down to like 3 days of crunch to get Windows 10 installations done before the deadline of Friday. I don't want to be here. I mean, it's not too bad today. It's very, very, very muggy, but it's not overly hot. I'm afraid it's going to get that way tomorrow. With any luck, maybe it'll clear off tonight, and you know, the humidity will go down a little bit before the sun comes out. So I guess that's what happened at the Ham Fest. You know, it's like all Ham Fests. They used to be good and big and go on until the afternoon, and now, unless you go maybe to Rochester, or I guess it's pretty big, or, you know, you go out to Dayton or something like that, you can figure on being there for about 2 or 3 hours and don't bother driving more than a couple hours to get to one, because you're wasting your time, probably. That's the way HamFests are going. It's unfortunate. You know, it's great to see people and talk to people, and that's nice. But the days of, unless you're just a fanatic and have nothing else to do, traveling around all over the place to HamFest, it's not worth it. Anyway, that's the scoop. There was some pretty good deals there. I saw a guy bought up. If I had looked, I probably might have not have looked at it, but I happened to be there when a guy was looking and bought it. Something from a Silent Key. It was, I think, maybe two ammo cans with a battery, a little solar panel, you know, like one of those little Coleman two waters or something, and a radio. It was the little Radio Shack one. And I think the guy, he said, this is from a silent key. I don't know if anything works. Probably it all worked. He said, I don't know if the battery's good. Who cares? Those are cheap, 7.5 hour gel cell. I think he sold it for $12 or something. The guy probably got a real nice little one, that real little compact Radio Shack mobile for next to nothing. I would have bought that. Anyway, I sold a few things. I gave away some things, some old computers. I just loaded the car right to the hilt, and I gave a lot of stuff away. And I came back with a lot less stuff in the car. Bill brought my one old John Burkhalson radio down from Lake Pleasant. We put it in his truck when I was up there. I sold that for $20. You'd think an antique would be worth more, even, you know, in needing restoration, but the car would give it away. So that's a report from the Ham Fest, and other than that, you know, it, the weather is what it is. Fortunately, it didn't clear off until the end of the day, and so it, you know, the sun didn't come out and bake everything. And it doesn't look like tomorrow's going to be too terribly hot. Wednesday might be worse, and then it looks like we're in a rainy period for the next several days, which isn't too bad, I guess. We could use it all. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, sounds like you had fun at the Ham Fest there. Wished I could have made it, but I unfortunately had prior commitments with the Baseball Hall of Fame down here as we provided emergency communications with our ham club for that event. So, and it went smooth. So that's our quick report on that. It's KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm going to pause here for a second, guys. I'm going to move over and see what our Echolink stations are doing. If you're on Echolink, I'm going to pause for 15 seconds. Echolink, come now, please.
This is KV2KYE, David. We're a fixed station in Ilion, New York. Or Echolink station. It's got to be fixed.
KE2FPM, please copy KA3TFB, over.
Okay, yeah, and it looks like we lost Randy, KC2OJU. He was there and went out, so if he comes back, I'll get with him quickly. All right, K3TFB, you'll be second in line, and at the top of our list, KD2KYE, David, you have the floor.
We'd like to say good evening to everybody out there. Just adding a number to the net and listening to, I was wondering how Pete made out, which he already told me how he made out with the file transfers. I wish him luck. It's awful to work that much and not get paid for it. I know, do the same business some myself. With that, we're going to say 73. It hasn't been bad down here. We had a little rain for about a half hour, and then it dried up. So with that, God bless, and we're back over to the net.
Okay, David, it's always good to hear from you, too. So, I'll try to see if maybe I can catch up with you on the Ilion repeater sometime, because there are points where I can actually get into that from Oneonta, and other times I can't. So we will see if we can do that. All right, we'll move down our list, and we'll say hello to K3TFB. Bill, how are things out there in Warrendale? I hear they are muggy. In fact, we got a thunderstorm here earlier and dropped our temperature, but our humidity went up. All right, Bill, the floor is yours.
KD2FPM in the group, good evening. KA3TF in the B through the Echolink system. We are experiencing here today excessive heat. I can't tell you how horrible it was. We had 92, but it felt like 103. Our saving grace was that it's been raining every day, either at night or during the day in the afternoon.
The rain's been good. I mean, it cools everything down, but it brings the humidity back up again. I have most of the air conditioners running. I had them running on high for a while, and then they backed it down to automatic. I got three running. The auxiliary downstairs is off, but I had thought I might have had to bring it up when they were going to post 95 degree temperatures, but that didn't really happen. Tomorrow we're going to be in the 90s again with a little bit of break, and then it'll maybe start cooling down. Some people I know have been have had problems with the heat. A family member, a distant family member, had to go to the hospital today. But anyhow, hey, take care and keep cool, everybody. KA3TFB, back to net control. Over.
All right, yeah, this is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. And, yeah, Bill, I have to admit, our humidity has been kind of all over the place here. It looks like it's going to go up for a little bit, and then after the tail of this frontal system finally moves through, we'll see some cooler, drier air come in. So we're waiting patiently for that because I'm actually running my AC still. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. It's just muggy. So with that, I'll open the floor back up here again to anyone that would like to check in at this point, regular members and guests, and we'll even open the floor for comments or queries. Come now, please.
WA to you with a comment.
All right, I heard WA2U with a comment. There was another station in there that was in the mud. John, if you can help me out with that, I would really appreciate it.
Okay, maybe the other station will try calling again and maybe pop it up a notch, and I'll listen a little bit closer here. I'm not sure, but let's see. I'll wait for him to call again. James, that's Matt. Go ahead. Maybe you want to pick him up before conditions change. WA to you.
Okay, thank you, John. Hold tight, John. I'll get right back to you. KD2HKB, Matt, you must be coming over the air. Go ahead. Let us know what's going on your way.
Oh, not a whole lot going on. I just had my radio here in scan mode, and you guys happen to pop in fairly clear, which is a little abnormal for at my base radio. So I thought I'd give it a shot, see if I could make it in. I realize it's a bit of a haul from here, but I can do it periodically. So just checking in, saying hi. With that, I'm going to drop out, throw it back to Matt. 73,
82 HKB,
back to
Matt. Okay, Matt, I have you marked in my log with a little R with a circle, which means you checked in from a radio, so that is really cool. We've not been able to do that before. Maybe someday I'll be able to join you on that. All right, WA2U, John, you had a comment. Go ahead. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
Yeah, we'll say good evening to Matt there. It must be a sign of the weather changes. That's kind of neat how that affects propagation. So, the more you talk, Matt, the stronger the signal, I think, was getting. Anyway, George, I don't know if you're listening, but if you are, hopefully you're sitting down. So Kathy and I did some investigating of the Time Warner situation, and it was a very eye-opening learning experience today. So we researched, we were trying to get Time Warner here because we have Frontier, which is kind of like two cups in a string. Not much better than that, but that's all it's all we can have up here. Anyways, I talked to Time Warner today, and we're about 3/4 mile from Route 365. And they can put Time Warner in here to our house with, you know, the Wi-Fi and the whole bit. It would cost, it was just shy of $18,000. That's right, $18,000. So I said, I think we'll pass on that. So then I checked with Verizon, and I found out that Frontier has kind of like a monopoly in this area, so Verizon isn't allowed to come up into this area and put BIOS in. So the bottom line is we're stuck with the Frontier. I don't know if I can bump it up another notch or talk to them, but it's kind of like you have a choice of Frontier, or all the above, or none of the above, that kind of thing. But I thought George would get a kick out of it. So if we want to just go out and blow $18,000 so we can have faster internet, we can do that, and it'll be here. But I think we'll wait on that one. Let's go back to smoke signals or something. WATU, back to that.
Oh, John, you have me almost over a barrel here. Yeah, the $18,000 doesn't surprise me, and then they're still going to charge you an exorbitant rate to supply you with a monthly subscription. So, I was going to say, I hope in your location. And be able to get all kinds of digital signals, because I'm assuming probably from your vantage point, because you seem to really have a good ability to hit Boonville as well as Oneonta's repeater, that you'd be able to put up a 150-mile antenna. And I found a bunch of them on eBay for around $20. And they have the 30 dB amp built right in and the rotor all built right in. And it's like $20-$25 tops is what I was looking at. And they rated for 150 miles. And then actually down in Utica, when I'm in North Utica, that is, in the valley, I can pick up like 18 channels for free right over the air. And honestly, I know my fiance, she laughs at me because she has Dish, and she's like, I'm paying for Dish and you're watching free television. I said, yeah, it's actually better. So just something to ponder in there. I know they don't have the what we call the higher cable channels, but just something to ponder there. All right, this is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please.
Enter BFM with a comment.
We'll be right here with another quick comment also.
Comment.
Okay, we had a pile up there, guys. Hopefully I'll get this in order. I think the last one there was KC2WI, and then it sounded like it was WA2U. We'll start at the top of the list with N2PFM. George, what do you have for a comment?
Well, John and Cassie, I got a comment for you. It's called whoopee! But what I'd really like to say, I can't say over the air. So let's leave it at that. N2PFM, clear.
Okay, George, yeah, you have me laughing. All right, we'll move down the list. Pete, hang tight, because I can't remember who was first there. I think it was WA2U, John, and I think Pete was right after.
WA2U, I think there's something that Johnny Paycheck had in some song that references. Anyways, yeah, I was sitting down, George, when I heard that, and I got off the phone, and Kathy says, well, what did you find? Yeah, I'm glad you're sitting down, too. We do have an antenna up. We can pick up about, I don't know how many channels, but the most important thing is Kathy gets to watch all her channel 24s. I don't know, there's 4 or 5 of those, so she's happy with that. We get 68, and it is on a rotor. It's just it's the internet. It's the internet, which is like, it's like having a computer with internet, a dial-up, Commodore 64, 128. It's really, really slow. WA to you, back to that.
Oh, John, you have my condolences on that. I know the feeling because I've been on top of a hill, and phone and internet were just basically non-existent. So totally understand where you're coming from. All right, KC2WIP, go ahead with your comment. This is KD2FPM.
Yeah, KC2WI. Yeah, it's really unfortunate that things have evolved. And in the old days, you know, internet wasn't a necessity. And now high-speed internet pretty much is. I mean, you know, not really, but it is if you want to do any kind of business, education, anything. I don't know what the status of the, you know, FCC regulations are, but I'm sure there's lawsuits still going on from the major cable companies and that. But the ruling basically was the determination that they should that the internet is not an information service; it's a communication service nowadays, and it's subject to FCC regulation like the phone. Although you still kind of a monopoly with a phone company. But here's the thing: I don't know what the cost is. I have a customer up at the Adirondack League Club. He goes to his place for about a month, and when he's there, he does major work in his office. And they have the exact problem. The dial-up, or the internet speeds, I've measured up there as low as 0.5 meg. And what Frontier did was they ran some cable up to Old Forge. They started selling DSL. They sold it to everybody in town. They never increase the capacity of the cable that goes up there. Fiber optic has got a problem or something, I don't know, whatever, but that seems to be it. They have never fixed it in the last few years. He's got, you know, money is no object. His son-in-law was up there with a Verizon MiFi, and he hooked up to that, and he said, okay, I'm getting one of these. And he said, get the fastest data plan you can. Get the fastest one you can. I have no idea what that's costing. But we set that up, and he went from, you know, 1 to 12, and it's fast. So even if you didn't pay the outrageous price he's probably paying for the highest possible, you know, unlimited data and all that stuff, I would call Verizon or go to the Verizon store, and you know, if you've got good cell signal there, you could have pretty fast internet there and tell Frontier where they could stick it. So that's and you know, there's no monopoly on that. It's a cellular data modem, and it's something to think about anyway. I know it works really good. I mean, it's fast, but I'm sure it's more, you know, it's, well, who knows? I don't know. You'd have to find out what the plans are. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, thanks for that input. Understood, and as a matter of fact, I just heard that I guess some of the cell companies now are starting to fight back with people that have the unlimited contracts. If you're ending up using over, 100 gigabytes a month, which I'm just baffled at how that could have possibly even happened. If I use 6 gigabytes a month, I'm probably abusing my phone at that point. But apparently there's people out there that use more data. So they're trying to get those people off of those plans and onto a managed plan. So that's kind of interesting to hear that. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WAQ comment.
KD2KYU comment.
Okay, we got two comments there, KD2KYE, and WA2U will start at the top of the list with you, John. Go ahead.
Okay, Dave popping back in there, WA2U. Well, that's a great idea. Pete, the only problem is where we are, in this particular area where we are, there is no cell coverage. There is no cell coverage at all. Doesn't matter. We've had other people come up here. They go, oh, I've got a signal. I said, well, you try to use your phone and see what happens. So there's no cell coverage rate where we are, so that's one problem. I guess there's different kinds of systems that are out there that can, you know, take a signal and make it stronger and stuff. And the other thing that's kind of interesting, I haven't done a lot of research on this, but since we're in the Adirondack Park
there's no cell coverage, but they also will not, there's a moratorium, they will not allow them to put up any additional cell towers here in the Adirondack Park. So, there you go. All right, I know I've said a lot about this here, so I'll turn it back. Thanks, Kevin James. WA2, back to net.
Yeah, John, that was one of the problems we ran into when I worked for the SWN, is where we were going to place towers up in the Adirondacks to get the state with 97% road coverage, 95% off-road coverage for emergency communications, and some places had no power. So we were actually investigating as to how to put up a tower without putting up a tower and to use solar and wind to power the site. So that was going to be a miracle in itself. So, all right, we'll move down that list really quick here. Dave, KD2KYE. You have the floor with your comment.
Yeah, sorry that you don't have no cell coverage there, John. I could have told you how to go around and get the speed you needed there. A friend of mine, he got HughesNet, and he just put a hotspot in. He put up a higher antenna, bigger antenna, and he pulled his, he had no cell coverage at all, and he's pulling about 3 bars now, and he put a hotspot in his house, and an amplifier, and a hotspot, and got a data plan through Straight Talk, MS data plan, and he sits and watches Netflix now. He's got 2 or 3 devices hooked up at the same time, but hold on a minute. And his computer's working real good with it, too. So I was going to say, if there's a will, there's a way. It's just going to take a little bit of doing. If you need more information, I was trying to figure out how you can contact me. Well, you can contact me through, just look up my call letters, and you'll have my address and stuff through, what is it, ARRL, and... contact me and we'll talk about it. Maybe I can help you get something going there. God bless. We're over to the net.
All right, yeah, good point, Dave, there. I know my fiance, she uses Dish Network. They have a plan where you can get internet through them, so which is kind of neat. So, all right, hopefully that's some useful information out there for you guys to share. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
Okay, Net recognizes KC2WI. Pete, go ahead.
Well, this is kind of a nasty comment, but you have to wait for some old rich people to drive off the road in the winter and freeze because they couldn't call for help on their cell phone. That's exactly what happened on the Northway, which of course is not necessarily inside the blue line. There was no cell coverage. I don't know, this is a long time ago now, but some people, you know, slid off the road and whatever. I think somebody, you know, died because of it, whatever. I know, big stink was made, and all of a sudden, the state made sure that there was coverage along the Northway. But the local people don't count, I guess. So, I don't know. But yeah, the booster might, you know, that's, I mean, guess you have to try it, but, and I don't know what the MiFi stuff costs, but, you know, I don't know what the plans are in terms of speed and data usage. And this guy, he doesn't need any data. He doesn't use much data at all. You know, he's not streaming Netflix and stuff. But the speed was really good. So, but if you have no chance of a cell signal, I guess that's out. I don't know if you could put up a, you know, directional cell antenna and pointed towards the nearest tower, which is I don't know where. The service, their service, I can tell you that when I turn on to Fairchild Road and Well, usually I stop on purpose at the top of the first hill. I have pretty good coverage there, but you might be behind too many hills. And I don't know if that's a tower over on, you know, Star Hill or where the tower actually is that I'm getting there. But, yeah, the satellite's the other possibility, but it's not that cheap, and it's not super fast either. So, I don't know. There is an outfit that... There is an outfit, I think it's called North Country Broadband. And I don't know if I got an email or if I saw a Facebook post or however, and, you know, they were advertising, contact us, you know, we give you an alternative. And, of course, when I put in here and when I put in Lake Pleasant and whatever, oh, no, sorry, we're not there. We're not in your area yet, and maybe they never will be. But anyway, maybe something will come down the pike someday. Of course, you know, if you did HF or something, but the problem is you don't have the bandwidth. You know, you just can't do high speed data in internet terms over any kind of an HF signal, and I don't think there's any commercial bands that would do it anyway. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, you make some good points there. As a matter of fact, there was one other thing I know they've done on the Northway, and it was actually done after September 11th down in New York City, is what they called COWS, cells on wheels. They would actually bring in a trailer that would actually have cellular equipment on board and then provide service that way. But once again, Pete, you made a very valid point. It'd probably take a tragic situation to make something happen, because now instead of being proactive, we're being reactive. So totally understand where you're coming from. All right, I'll throw another call out there. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2FBN, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Delta X-ray Factor, KD2DXF, Matthew in Utica. I do have a comment on that.
Okay, Net recognizes KD2DXF. Matthew from North Utica, go ahead.
I caught the tail end of Pete's conversation there. I just wanted to point out two things. One, HughesNet, they do broadband internet via satellite. Really neat setup. I didn't do an install of that, but I had a friend of mine who lives in North Herkimer. Absolutely no Time Warner up there, no Verizon, no nothing, no landline, so he had to have HughesNet go up for internet, phone, and TV. And on a secondary, another property I did up in Schuyler, there was a special road, no internet, no phone, no nothing. I ended up, and his business was here in Utica, I ended up doing a backhaul of data through 5G backhaul. I think it was about 15 miles between two dishes, one at his business here in Utica, and that was streaming back and forth data and internet to his home QTH. Something like that. I think ran him about $10,000 altogether, though.
Okay, that's an interesting point, too. As a matter of fact, I do remember when I worked for the... it was unlicensed, not very well. Which was kind of obnoxious, but we did see that, unfortunately, and it was kind of a way around, unfortunately, should save us to test something until we decided what microwave we were going to license for that. All right, I'll keep the floor open here for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet.
WA2 with a comment.
All right, Nick recognizes WATU. John, go ahead.
I just want to thank Dave and Matt and Pete, and it's good food for thought. Could try the cellular exploration. We had cell phones for years. We were in Clay. It worked out great, and we got up here. It's like, why do we need a phone? Because we can't use them if we walk down the road. But anyways, the way the people explained it to me from Verizon, even if they wanted to come up here, I guess somehow Frontier has, for lack of a better, a sort of a monopoly, so they can't, they're the divine service provider up here, so they can't have another, the guy told me, he says, if we were able to give it to you for nothing, we were across the street, wouldn't be able to do it. I guess they have like pockets, and he said, we've got the same problem, I guess. Frontier has a big, there's a issue, I guess, out in Rochester, so there's these pockets that they can't get into, so, I don't know, we'll have to explore some other different things. I don't know what I've got, we can bump it up, but I do appreciate everyone's help and thoughts on it, so, turn it back over to you, Kevin, and thanks for doing a nice net to the little round table going here. WAQ-73.
Okay. Maybe let you guys run it. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, I'll make a final call for any last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins. KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Final call. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at, looks like I've got 21:50 local time, and I would like to return the frequency back to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in. We had a nice turnout tonight. We actually had 8 check-ins. One was an in-and-out, Randy. I saw him in and out of there really quick. So thank George, N2PFM, John, WA2U, Pete, KC2WI. And let's see here, we had KD2KYE David, KA3KFB Bill, KD2HKB Matt, and KD2DXF Matthew. And like I said, KC2OJU Randy was in and out on Echolink. So thank you guys for hanging out with us, and I'd like to thank those that listened on their scanners. And like I always say, you can join us. Just get a license and come on board. You're more than welcome. All right, thanks again, guys, and hopefully we'll catch you again tomorrow night. I'll say 7-3, and I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. This is KD2FPM. I will be out.
Alrighty. With that being concluded, this is KD2DXF, Matthew, for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Doing a call up on the KC2MB repeater tonight. Looking for stations. Don't like to check in. With or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. This is Octon.
KD2DXF, this is KD2FPM. Be advised, I dove out momentarily on the 8-5 repeater and checked in with KD2KOJ. KD2FPM, back to net.
You already checked in on the 8-5?
Yeah, that is affirmative. I did check in on the 8-5 with Mark. 82FPM, back to net.
Copy that. Thank you for the information. This is KD2DXF for Octon, looking for any further stations.
KD2KYE, we'll check in.
Yeah, KC2, I believe it was Juliet Young Echo.
Kilo Young Echo.
KE2JYE. a little bit confused on that call sign. Come back on that.
Kilo Delta 2 Kilo Yankee Echo.
82 KYE, I got you that time. Thank you, sir, for your check. This is Ogden looking for any further stations. This is Ogden making the final call. Alright, nothing further here. This is KD2DXF returning to next control to W2ML Oneida. The call checked in. Thank you for your use of the repeater.
WA2U, KC2WI.
WA2U.
Yeah, John, you know you should call the Public Service Commission and complain. Enough people aren't doing that with Frontier, and they keep getting away with their shoddy service.
Well, and they know you don't have any choice, so you're like, you know, that's the whole thing. You know, you're down in Syracuse, you got all these choices you can make, and I guess it's one of the things that you don't get up here. I know someone that did that with a cell phone. That's exactly what they did. They're down there on Twin Rock Road. The tower you were, that's straight down in Hinckley. That's when you run up, going down, well, if you're going east on Route 365, it's on your left side. That's one tower. There might be one up on Star Hill, I'm not sure, but that's the end of it. So once you get past the dam a little bit, kind of shadowed and things, you know, you can find some spots down here on Route 365, and I used to be able to find some spots even over at the camp. I used to have a beam up in the air, but then I had a bag phone, a good old analog phone that worked. That worked great, but it might be a possibility. I don't know if I can bump it up another notch, but they know they've got you, because either you go to a dish, or you do the thing with the cell, or you're stuck with the archaic phone system. But the Time Warner's had some bizarre thing just the other day. A Time Warner person could call another Time Warner person. We had people who actually came over Saturday. They wanted to make sure we were all right, because they were, they said our phone's messed up. Now, we could call them on our Frontier phone, but the people having Time Warner could only call Time Warner people. They couldn't call us. And I think they finally got it straightened out today. Plus, the other trouble is with the Time Warner, unless you've got a backup system, when the power goes down, and then you have no phone. So, yeah, I'll have to give them a call. And the people that are moving up here, they put in their trailer, and they're getting ready to... They're going to be so... I told them, be prepared. You're not going to see any turbo speeds up here.
Yeah, well, like I said, I would call my state, you know, representatives and or the Public Service Commission and say, hey, this is a public utility here. They've got, you know, you've granted them a monopoly, and they are not providing adequate service. And I think if enough people did that, Frontier would maybe take notice. But like you say, right now, they're just they don't care. They don't want to spend the money. You know, it's a business decision. But really, the internet is no longer a luxury. I mean, you're a second-class citizen if you don't have access to high-speed internet. And I guess maybe the answer would be, well, yeah, you can do the satellite. Well, you know, that's not all that high speed, despite what all the ads for Usenet Gen 2 say. But I don't know if you've looked into that. It's probably a pretty expensive deal. Anyway, I got to keep working here for a little while, and then call it a night. KC2WI.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and sit on the deck for a little while. Enjoy the cooler temperature. So, Kathy just gets so frustrated, you know. I go up to upstairs. Who are you talking to? No, I'm talking to the computer. So, sometimes that she just had to give up, you know, and just say, I'll do this later, maybe when everyone else is asleep. And you can tell when the kids are, you know, if they've got a snow day, and they'll get on the system, it just, the whole thing just bogs right down.